my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. Help me help you today.
Hey, Ivan, this is Daniel Whitlock with Whitlock Installations. I'm trying to get set up with y'all, and I was scheduled a call today in between 12 and 12:30.
Okay, let me go ahead and sign the account here, and I'll go ahead and see what's going on. And that was Whitlock Installation, is that correct?
It is.
All right, awesome. Give me a second here, and I'll pull up the information.
I had a lady call, but the connection was really choppy, and it was hard to understand. She was basically just verifying my email address so she could log in, and I've said something about sending me text or email. I'm not exactly sure. I'm just trying to get this thing up and going.
Okay, I understand. Yes, I do have the account here. Now, I do have to ask the security question, which is, what is your mother's maiden name?
Search.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Let me see if I could get a little bit more information here, and maybe I can go ahead and help you. That way I don't have to be transferring you around. Give me a second here. Okay, so I do see that one of our agents tried to call you in regards to getting access, I believe it is, to your website. Okay, give me one second.
That's correct.
Okay, so I am seeing how she was going to be doing the actual invitation. For example, were you going to be adding us, or were we going to be sending you a request? Give me just a second here. I'm going to see if I can. Okay, perfect. So yesterday, I believe she was trying to go ahead and log into your account here, but she wasn't able to. So I believe she just wanted to confirm the actual information. Okay, I believe it had to do with the email. It was whitlockinstallation@outlook.com.
Which I had sent another reply with the correction.
With the correction? Perfect. Let me see if I can. And you sent it in by text, if I may ask?
No, I sent it. I just replied another reply to that same email.
To the same email. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the email I was using, so it's not really that hard to find. And she said she got in, but the thing was, I had a appointment scheduled to talk to somebody about, you know, going over the website, what it needs and everything else. Is that going to be rescheduled?
I believe it was with her. That's why I'm trying to see if maybe she's available, just so she can confirm all the information as well.
But she confirmed it. Did she reschedule it?
That's exactly what I'm confirming as well. I apologize. Just bear with me a few more moments. And I'm actually seeing if I can maybe have you speak with her now. Because, again, you're absolutely correct, right? There was an appointment for today. And it is specifically in regards to the website. So I am trying to see if she's available to take the call right now. If not, I'm going to make sure that she calls you. But just bear with me a few moments while I get her on the line, okay?
Okay.
I appreciate your patience. Thank you. Okay, I do apologize. She did respond. Unfortunately, she is not available. She's on a call. She did want me to confirm with you that she does have access to the actual domain now. So she was able to get in, and they're going to start making the changes. From there, you should get an update. Now, if you do feel that maybe it's best to schedule a follow-up, I could definitely schedule a call directly with our web design team. Is that something that you want to go ahead and do?
Well, one of the issues I have right here is it's telling me that I'm not verified. What do I need to do to get verified? Or is this still something y'all are working on?
Let's go ahead and double check. And I'm assuming you're seeing this message on the client dashboard. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. Let me go ahead and open that up, and I'll get the same message, and I'll give you more information on that. It does look like you've been with us. Actually, you just started with us. Okay.
Yeah, I just started with y'all, so that's the reason why I'm asking is, you know, this is...
I'm glad.
Y'all are still working on something, or...
Oh, yes, of course. So usually the most crucial time is within the first 15 days. That's when everything is, let's say, starting up, setting up everything correctly. Let me go ahead and see about your verification here. I believe the Google Business Profile is already up. So the message that I'm seeing here on your client dashboard is referring to the actual Google Business Profile. It's shown that it's not verified because it was just created, and Google has special steps that they need to follow. That we need to follow, basically. So let me double check here on the Google Business Profile. Okay, perfect. So I do see here exactly what Google's requesting. Again, what we're working on is making sure that you get on Google Maps, right? The way it works is once we create the Google Business Profile, Google will give us, let's say, certain ways to verify the account. Normally, it is done by a video verification or even a text, right? So it depends on what they're giving us the option to do. Right now, I'm also making sure that you have access to this account, okay, because it's very important. Now, do you have an email that would be maybe a Google email, a Gmail by any chance?
Yeah, I gave it to the one guy when I first started.
It's Outlook, isn't it? If I can remember.
I gave him a Gmail one too.
Okay, let's go ahead and go back to their notes here. Maybe they left it on here. I do apologize for the wait. I'm not able to find an email that would be considered a Gmail. I do apologize. I'm not sure if maybe the agent didn't put the information on here. So I'm definitely sorry about that. Would I be able to send you a text so you could send me a good email? That's a Gmail. That way I can send you the invitation to the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just send you a quick text. It's just going to say, hello, this is Ivan. Give me 1 second. Perfect. So I just sent you a text. It's going to go directly to this line. It just says, hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash. And if you could reply to that text message with the email, That way I can go ahead and send you the invitation. And I'll explain more, of course.
All right, let's save it.
Perfect. Let me go ahead. All right, awesome. I got it right here. I appreciate that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and send the invitation to your Google Business profile here. Give me one more second, and you'll get an email. Perfect. So I sent out an invitation. It's going to go ahead and say, it's going to go ahead and send an invitation to manage your Google Business profile. And it should also have my name, Ivan, on there, okay? Let me know when you get the invitation, okay?
Okay, accept it.
Perfect. So once you accept it, it actually should take you over to the Google Business profile. Let me know where it directs you, okay?
It sent me over here to Google. That's my business up there in the search bar. Does your business is not visible to customers?
Okay, perfect. So we're exactly where we need to be. It does say your business is not visible to customers. Again, the reason is because Google has requested for your Google Business profile to be verified in a certain way, right? So as you could tell, right, if you scroll down a little bit, there's going to be a red triangle, right? It says Google requires additional info to verify that you manage this business. Do you see that?
I do.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and just talk about what's going to happen after we press get verified. That way we can be a little bit more prepared, right? So normally what they're asking for, and I could tell right away, it's a video verification. Google, as it says there, they want a little bit more information to make sure that you are managing your business. For example, they're going to want to see a quick video of your information. They're going to want to see maybe tools that you're using. If you have a business card, will actually be great. And they're also going to want to make sure that you have transportation to get where you need to be, right? So again, this video is about maybe a 2-minute long video, shouldn't be any longer. And of course, from there, Google will let us know that the Google Business profile will go live, okay? Now, if we can go ahead and click where it says get verified. Once you click on that, it should ask you to enter your address. Do you see that as well?
I do.
Awesome. So once you put in the address, okay, you're going to go ahead and press next, okay?
This one means talking about a business video.
Perfect. So as you can tell, right, it says business video. You're going to just make sure it's highlighted, and then you're going to press next. Once you press next, you'll be able to see the details or what Google is requesting to be filmed, okay? Now, I do want to be very clear, and I should actually say here that this video only... it's only for Google's eyes. Nobody else will ever see it, and it won't be uploaded onto Google, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
What are they wanting to see, though? Because I'm working out of my house.
That's actually perfect. That's perfect. So we're making sure that the address is private, right, which is very, very important since you're working from home, okay? Now, what are they going to ask to see? It looks like they want to go ahead and just make sure to see the surrounding area, such as the street signs of your neighborhood. Now, after you record that on the same video, you're going to record your business card, and it looks like your vehicle, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Can you see the list? I want to make sure you see it as well. I'm sorry.
I see the three things here. This is, you know, show surrounding areas such as street sign and neighboring business, show business name printed on business card, license, or vehicle, show business equipment, booking system, unlock branded vehicle.
Awesome.
There's not really a booking system other than my cell phone in my mind.
It's perfectly fine.
I don't know what unlocked branded. No, I don't know what the unlocked branded vehicle is. I don't have my name on my vehicle.
It's perfectly fine. So basically what we're going to do, right, is when you're ready to do the recording, right, they're going to just want to go ahead and see the information. Now, as you said, right, you don't have a booking system, but you do have a vehicle, right? So once you have everything set up, they're just going to want to go ahead and see that you make sure you just film your street. Once you film your street, they're going to go ahead and go towards your vehicle, right? So it's okay if it doesn't have a logo or anything on there. They just want to make sure you have access to a vehicle, right? Once you do the actual vehicle, then you'll show a few of your equipment, like tools that you use. And that normally is all it takes for it to be verified. We just need to make sure that the video is under 2 minutes. So I would say it's going to take longer for you to set everything up, right, than the length of the video. Now, this again, right, I'm just showing you the stats on how to log in, which is quite simple, you already know. And you will just press next when you're ready to record. Right now, I'm assuming that, you, as you said, right, you're at home and you don't have everything set up just yet, right? So take your time, set up that information. When you're ready to record, that's when you come back on here, okay?
Okay, so I need to do this from my cell phone.
Yes, it would be highly recommended because it has a camera, so it's definitely going to be a lot useful. And it's easier for you to maneuver as well.
I'm trying to get to it on my cell phone.
All right, awesome. So this is the message that you're seeing, right? This is what it's referring to, that we need to do this step. And the beautiful part is once you complete the video, Google themselves will let you know, look, you're going to be visible on Google Maps within the next 5 days. And then from there, we'll go ahead and make sure to start working on your ranking.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. So just to confirm, would you be able to maybe do the video today, or did you have to wait a specific day to do it?
I'll do it today.
Perfect. If you can,
I just have to get the account put on my cell phone so I can get all this stuff logged into it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just go ahead and make sure to set up your phone properly. I'll send you more information by email. And, of course, if your email's on your phone, it's going to be that simple, okay? You'll be able to connect.
Okay.
Perfect. So please, if you have any questions, if you run into any errors, anything, just let us know. That way we can work on it immediately. If you are not able to call, just send us a text, and we'll have somebody reach out to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, awesome. Well, I really do appreciate your patience. And just to confirm, the other agent that you spoke to earlier, they do have access to your domain, so they're currently working on that. You'll get an update shortly so you could see the actual difference. From there, if you need to set up an appointment directly with our web design team, we'll be more than happy to set that up for you.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again, Dan. I hope you have a good day.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.